From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is calling on Qatar and four Arab states that broke ties with it and imposed a boycott to end their three-week dispute. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said some of Saudi Arabia's demands to end the dispute will be difficult for Qatar to meet. He said others provide a basis for dialogue. Saturday, Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt issued a 13-point list of grievances, including the curbing of ties with Iran, closing a Turkish military base, shuttering the Al Jazeera news organization, severing ties with groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and Lebanon's Hezbollah, and halting the funding and harboring of terrorists. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said only one nation with influence in the region can intervene to end this crisis, the United States. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, meanwhile, called the demands an unlawful intervention in Qatar's sovereignty. His Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani, condemned as unacceptable what he called the siege of Qatar. Chadian President Idriss Deby on Sunday threatened to pull his country's troops out of the African peacekeeping operations that it's involved in because of a lack of external financing. Chad currently deploys nearly 1,400 soldiers to the United Nations peacekeeping force operating in Mali. It has also sent some 2,000 troops to join a regional force that's fighting the militant Boko Haram Sunni insurgency. Mr. Deby called Chad a small country with no financial means. This is VOA News.